بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Allah Tabarak Tala has made this world, which Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described most beautifully when he said it is a world of drought. The principle of drought is that those that are in this world, like how on the land and the farms of drought, the animal will survive. It will definitely have days when it will find pastures to graze on. But because it was said it is a time of drought, the animal must understand that what it is looking for, it's not going to find. It has to be patient. It has to continue moving forward. And it is told that beyond the waters, once you will reach those lands where the pastures are always green, where there will never be a fear of being attacked, where the animal that desires your blood and your meat, that animal does not exist. But until you reach that land, you are in an area where you are the hunted, you are in a land of a drought. In a land of a drought, if the animal finds anything that is sufficient to fulfill his needs for the day, for the month, the animal takes it with shukr. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave it the word qana'ah. To be content whatever comes in front. To be always concerned about I must not be attacked from behind. To keep one's mission, one's purpose, one's goal in life. For the animal it is, you need to get to the other side of the waters. And you will find a land where the grass will never ever lose its greenness. For the people of Iman it is, you need to go to the other side, which is called Al-Akhirah. It is a land where one part, where a stick has to be placed, just that part alone will be better than this entire world and whatever man can imagine. It is a world which has been set for the Zat of Almighty Allah to show His beauty. This world can only show the Kamal of Almighty Allah through His Qudrat. But in order to get to that world, there has to be continuous movement forward. Regarding this movement, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا, that, O man, you will continue having to go through difficulty. إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ, until you will meet your Allah. إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا, it will not be anything small, there will be difficulties. فَمُلَاقِي, but when you will reach your Allah, you will find your every action there. If your action was an action of sabr, it was an action of shukr, it was an action of love, it was an action of being kind, being generous, having good desires for others. If your actions were good, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا, in that world, then he will find that first point where they will say, we need to see your book. It will be a very easy presentation. The book will be placed in the hand of the angel. The angel will give it back. There will be no opening. There will be no questioning. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا, and then the individual, only then, will the person be able to now go and join one's family, masroor? That from today there will be nothing that will make us sad. If man is looking for that surur in this world, I want a world in which there is no thorn, there is no problem. Then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, as for the person who will be given his book in his left hand, but in this verse it comes, وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ, he will put his hand behind his back and his book of deeds will be shoved, pushed into his hand. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُوا ثُبُورًا. Then he will start screaming and says that if only I can die, if only I never existed. Then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. That this individual must not complain today. Because in the world of yesterday, what we call dunya, there he was very calm and happy. There he already found his paradise, so he should not now look for another paradise. Looking for everything in this world will bring a person to the level where he will lose everything of the coming world. The one who looks at this world like a land of drought, that whatever comes to me in a halal manner, I will take it. And whatever is kept away from me, I will leave it. And I will continue moving forward on this journey until I reach the land which is really meant to be my land. In the world that we have today, there is a great movement called someone's day, someone's month. It is a time where appreciation is shown to the people for the work they have done. Or it's a reminder to people that fulfill the rights of someone who's around you. When they call it Woman's Day or Woman's Month, what they really mean by that is that there were women of the past who had done such great things in promoting the greatness of women, in showing that women are on par with men, in showing women can do exactly what man can do or even better. So the world goes wild and says, let's appreciate their efforts. Many of those women who had done whatever they had done, they have long gone into the graves. Even if they are alive, this world never ever made wafadari with them. They gave their life for the world, but the world could never guarantee, I'll keep you young, I'll keep you beautiful, I'll make sure no one cheats you, I'll make sure no one abuses you. So that same world that calls for Women's Day, Women's Month, and says we want to appreciate those women who brought other women up to a level, who took them out of their houses, who brought them on the streets, who showed them you can be the best, that very same world at the same time has to have what they call Women's Month, Women's Day in another aspect. That they say we need to speak about how women are being abused, how women are being hurt, how women's hearts are being broken. If only the world could understand the two go together. Had this first group of women not been shown honor and respect for taking women out of their houses, there would have been no need for the other, because women would not have been abused. They go hand in hand. When a woman shows herself in the world, naturally greed is created for her. When an animal walks in front of the lion day in, day out, day in, day out, and then the lion is told, but control yourself. It is the nature of the lion that even if the lion is being fed every day by its master, a day will come where the man will find the lion on top of the buck. The only real day which a woman has, the real month which a woman will ever have, the real year which a woman will ever have, and that is also for a man. There is no real Father's Day and Mother's Day and Child's Day. For every one of us, this is a world which Allah's Nabi said it is drought. In the place of drought, you will get some portion of what you're searching for. You're not going to get it all. Whether it's your day or your month. Sahaba radiallahu anh said, they were the Ansar of Medina Munawwara. They opened up their houses. Almighty Allah praised them. Every Khalifa that came praised them. They said, this is your land, but in your kindness you have given it to us. They said, we will never be able to thank you for what you had done. But together with that, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Ansar, a time will come where the world will forget what you had done. When new people will come into government and they will not show you that recognition which we are showing you. Although it is your land, but they will behave because they will be in charge. He said, perhaps a time will come where you will see preference being given to others over you, whereas you had done everything. Ask the first girl who gets married, first daughter, daughter-in-law. No matter what she will do for what she calls my beloved, my loving mother and father, meaning her mother-in-law and father-in-law. It is the nature, the system of this world. When the next son is getting married, meaning the new daughter-in-law comes in, there will be that time where it seems the mother-in-law forgets about the first daughter-in-law. And she shows all her love to the second. At that time, the first one says, but I was the one who did so much. Ask the child who is number one in the family, how much of love and affection is shown to him. But why is it when the second child comes in the family, the first feels that is all the love not now being given to somebody else? No matter how much the parent will try to explain that I am trying to be equal and just, the first child will never believe it. This is a world, whatever you do, full appreciation for your efforts can never be shown. Because Allah's Nabi said it is a world of drought. He said to the Ansar, who if anyone could be appreciated, after Almighty Allah Himself said regarding to them, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانِ, they opened up the houses. They have absolutely no greed. They are ready to give preference to others. وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً, even if they are extremely hungry. No one in the world has ever been praised for their sacrifice like this Jamaat. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the time might come where preference will be given to others over you. There was not going to be a day called Ansar Day, Ansar Month. Remember what the Ansar had done. They said, oh Allah's Nabi, when that day comes, what must we do? He could have said to them, stand up, loudly speak about your rights, ask for a day. This is a world of drought. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what is your responsibility at that day to your leaders? You must fulfill that responsibility. And as for what is due to you, appreciation for your efforts, understanding your pain, realizing that you also have feelings. He said, what is due to you? He said, and ask Allah for what is due to you. Fulfill what you have to do. And as for your rights, he says, ask Allah to fulfill your rights. In a world of drought, no one will be able to give grass when there's no grass. The farmer will have to look the other side when the cow looks at you and says, is there nothing for me to eat? The most that the farmer can do, he can point ahead. That I need you to reach that other land, and whatever you're looking for, you will find it. As for this world, Allah Tabaraka Taala then speaks about the system of this world. It is a world of tears, a little bit blood, a little bit grief. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ, Allah Tabaraka Taala says, and we take an oath. Shafaq refers to when the sun sets. On that horizon, when the sun will set in the west, look at it tonight, and you will see there's a lot of red from the one side of the world to the other. Spread across the horizon, it is red. In the books of poetry, red refers to pain. It is the color of blood. It is an expression of how much of tears, how much of pain has the individual has gone through. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ, Almighty Allah says, we take an oath on that redness. How red the horizon is when the sun sets. Ulama have explained, indication is made that in this world, your sun does not stay up all the time. It has its few hours when it's high, that's when things are going well. And then the sun has to set. When it sets, it creates a red atmosphere. It makes the individual forget all the enjoyment of yesterday. It makes you forget all the favors Allah had given until now. For 7 years there was no sickness in the family, the sun was staying high. When the sun sets, however, now it is sickness, now it is hospital, now it is janaza, now somebody else has become sick, now it is old age, now someone has fallen, now there's an operation. Then the individual says, what's happening? The answer is, the sun had to set. But when the sun sets by the oath of that red on the horizon, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ, it is part of life. وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقْ, and then by the oath of the night that covers that entire red. After about 45 minutes you will see the color is changing. How red it was, it no longer remains. That bright red now becomes lighter in color. As the days go, the pain decreases if you allow it to get less. And then look outside after about 1 hour and you will see there's nothing left on the horizon. Absolutely no trace of that red. It had become white. It is now totally black. By the oath of the night, وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقْ, and when it covers that entire horizon. Then the individual asks, but why does Allah then have the system that He allows the sun to rise? He allows us to have good days in this world, and then the sun has to set, and then we have to cry, we have to be cheerful, we have to be sad. Then Allah makes us forget it after a while. Why did Allah bring the system? Happy days, sad days, happy days, sad days. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقْ, then Allah says, and by the moon, by the oath of the moon, إِذَا اتَّسَقْ, when it reaches its completion. By the oath of the moon, when it reaches its completion, it means that if you want to get a full moon, if you want to find yourself tomorrow the brightest of everything that is bright, for you to become perfect tomorrow, just like how the moon needed those 30 days where there was a sun which had to set, where there had to be red on the horizon, then darkness had to cover that and make it be forgotten. Then again a new sun had to rise, happy days. Then again there had to be that red on the horizon. The moon needed 30 days of the system. There had to be 30 periods where your happy days is forgotten, sad days come onto the individual. Then you forget that and again something happens. The moon needed 30 days to reach its completion. When the moon needed it 30 days to complete, in this world man will also need some periods for his moon to become complete. It is a system of the sun will be there and everything will be going well. And then the sun will set and there will be a few minutes or days of sadness. Night will cover that red. Allah will make us forget yesterday's difficulty. A sun will rise again in our life. Things will be running well. And again you must be ready for the sun to set. The rising of the sun and the setting of the sun, for that individual who is waiting for his or her moon to become complete, they do not ever fall in depression. They do not ever say, I give up. They do not ever say, Allah, why are you doing? They look at the moon every day as it's reaching its completion. And then they understand that my Allah brought this upon me because He wants me to reach my completion. On reaching completion, that is what is known as a real woman's day. The day your moon, the day our moon will be complete. The day we will be able to enter a world where after that there will never be a need for a new sun and for a new setting of the sun and for a new red horizon and for darkness to come and make us forget our pain. When our moon will become complete, that moon will remain forever complete. But to reach that level, people in the past, what they had to go through, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Kamula min ar-rijali kathir." From the men in the past, there were many that reached that perfection, full moon. Walam yakmul min an-nisa. But from the woman, he said, from the woman of the past were only able to provide two. He said, Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun. إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا. You will have to go through difficulty upon difficulty to reach. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. You will have to go stage after stage. For the people of the past, the stage after stage was not anything easy. Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, she became complete. But what she had to go through? In a book known as Siratu Ummahatil Mu'mineen wa Nisa'in Ukhrayat, the history of the believing, the mothers of the believers, and other amazing women in history. The author wrote nicely of Asiya. She was known as Asiya bint Muzahim. A few words that he wrote in the Arabic language, the way it's explained is unique. But a translation of this, he said, this is that woman that Quran has made mention of. She was a woman that wealth did not deceive her. لَمْ يَغُرَّهَا الْمَالِ وَلَمْ يُنْسِهَا السُّلْطَانِ. And kingdom did not make her forget her reality. She understood, I haven't been created just to live it up. وَلَمْ تَخْضَعْهَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. This world did not deceive her. بِرَغْمِ أَنَّ الثَّرَاءَ كَانَ تَحْتَ قَدَمَيْهَا. Despite the fact that wealth was under her feet. وَالْعِزُّ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا. Honor was in front of her. بَلْ مَمْلَكَتُ بِأَسْرِهَا رَحْنَ إِشَارَتِهَا. The entire kingdom was at the mercy of her indication. She was the wife of Fir'aun, the king of Egypt. But when Almighty Allah wanted her to reach completion, what she had to go through? He said, when she accepted Islam and Fir'aun understood, فَأَقْسَمَ بِأُلُوهِيَّتِهِ. Fir'aun took an oath on his being divine. He believed himself to be an ilah. He said, on the oath of my divinity, لَيُذِيقَنَّهَا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. I will punish her the worst of punishments. And he says, وَبَرَّ بِقَسْمِهِ. And indeed, Fir'aun fulfilled his qasam. He brought men who had no hearts. بِرِجَالٍ غِلَاظٍ شِدَادٍ. رَبَطُوهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَوْتَادٍ. Four pegs. She was tied to four pegs. She was prevented from food and water. وَتَوَلَّوْ تَعْذِيبَهَا. They were given the responsibility to punish her in different methods. We call it today torture. مَرَّةً بِالْعَصَى. Sometimes with the stick. وَأُخْرَى بِالْكِرْبَاجِ. Sometimes with a whip. And sometimes بِكَيِّ أَجْزَائِهَا. By burning parts of her body with steel which was made hot in the fire. And he says, this poor woman would just continue saying, oh my Allah, كَيْفَ أَجُوعُ. That they are preventing me from getting food, but how can hunger ever overtake me? Whereas I am your slave girl and you are أَنْتَ الْغَنِيُّ الرَّزَّاقُ. Sustenance comes from you. How can they stop it? Then she said, oh my Allah, kaifa azma'u. How can I be suffering with thirst? Whereas you are that being, tasuqul ma' ila al-ardil juruz. When the land is crying for water, you are the one who brings water. Then she said, oh my Allah, kaifa u'adhab. How is it that I am being punished when I am your slave? Why is somebody else punishing? I am yours. Nasiyati biyadik. My forehead is in your hands. لا راد لقضائك. Your decision none can ever turn. ولا مؤقب لحكمك. And none can ever argue. And then she said, Oh Allah, if you ask what I want, يكفيني أن قلبي معك وروحي بين يديك. This is all that I want, that my heart must always be with you. Her words, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was stoned at Taif, after gaining consciousness, the words that he said, Oh Allah, as long as I know you are not angry with me, إِن لَمْ تَكُنْ سَاخِطًا عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي. He said, I will continue on this journey. غَيْرَ أَنَّ عَافِيَتَكَ أَوْسَعُ لِي. He says, yes Allah, having easy times, that is the best. That is something which I would desire the most. Who wouldn't want that the sun must be up all the time? And Allah keeps it up majority of the time. But when the sun does set, and there is that period where the horizon has to become red, she said, I wish all that I am asking is my heart must always be with you. My soul must always be in front of you. And then she made a dua. She said, رَبِّ بِنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That, O Allah, build for me by you a house in paradise. And Allah Tabarak Ta'ala in His kindness, before she died, she was shown that house. She died with a smile on her face. But the scholars write, even in that moment of extreme pain, look at the dua she made. She never said, Allah, take me out of this. She never said, Allah, grant me paradise. She said, Allah, give me Jannatul Firdaus. They said, look at her dua. Where she said, Rabbi, O my Allah, ibni li indaka, build for me by you a house in paradise. The scholar says, look at the mind of this woman. فَقَدْ قَدَّمَتْ رَبَّهَا عَلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Before she even asked for paradise in that condition of extreme pain, first she said, Allah, I want something by you. وَهِيَ بِهَذَا تَخْتَارُ الْجَارِ قَبْلَ الدَّارِ. Before she asked for the house, she was making sure she has the companionship of Allah by that house. She said, Allah, by you will you build for me a place in Jannah. For the woman of the world, how hard it was for Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, Kamula. They reached perfection. But what she had to go through to reach. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Maryam, the daughter of Imran, mother of Isa alayhi salam, they were the two women of the past that the world could bring to that level of perfection. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then spoke about this ummah. He gave two names. He said, Khadija, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she reached perfection. Guaranteed perfection. Allah tabarakallah sent salams to her in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, Fatima, meaning the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, queen of the year after. But if someone had to see the state of her house in this world, he would wonder, are you really what is called perfection? This was perfection for the moon to become full. But for this ummah, Almighty Allah did not restrict it to only two. For this ummah, Allah Tabarakala in His kindness was going to give bonus points. An individual would be doing much less than what Asiya had to do, what Maryam had to do, what Khadija and Fatima radiallahu anhuma had to do. And Almighty Allah as bonus points were going to create in this ummah many which would reach the high level of the moon becoming full. Woman's day will be the day where a woman can stand and she will find Almighty Allah will say, well done. You have come with a full moon. The moon becomes half already, it's shining like anything. And as it starts progressing from there, every day when the world looks at it says, what a moon. But the desire is to be able to reach Almighty Allah in a state that the moon has reached perfection, full. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقْ. The people of this ummah, they showed, in the world it is, if you have what you want, then that is your day. In the court of Almighty Allah it is, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهِ. That Allah says, I have given some people material items more than others. Physical strength more than somebody else. Physical beauty more than somebody else. One has the ability to be much stronger in the battle. Another, his body does not allow him to fight like the first. One has the ability to memorize much better than the other. One has been given an ability to make money wherever he looks. His hand finger turns everything he touches into gold. Another does not. One has been given a sharp mind. One has been given a very unique feature. One has been made extremely handsome. One has been made extremely beautiful. One has been given the ability to give birth to many children. But these are all those things which are called material abilities. The world is saying that fight for your material rights. If you are unable to give birth, then come to the hospital and we will make sure you give birth. If you are unable to find happiness with your husband, then go onto the internet and search for another avenue where you will find happiness by another man. If you are unable to find that freedom that you want while you are married, then come out of marriage life, enter into a corporate world, gather and gain a degree, earn for yourself. No one will be able to tell you where to go, when to go, how to go, what to buy, what not to buy. If you are unable to find your desires in marriage, then come out of marriage. If the husband does not want to divorce you, walk out of it. Go to the court and demand a divorce. If he does not want to spend upon you how you would like, fight for your rights, earn your own, spend on your own, you don't need him. Allah Ta'ala says, in this world, don't run behind material ability. وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Rather, you ask Almighty Allah for what is really called fadl. Now, what is that fadl? Very quickly, we will try and explain. Fadl is called sifat, qualities. Fatima radiallahu anha did not become the full moon because Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the king of the world, so my daughter is the princess. Build for her the best of castles. Give for her the best of houses. Aisha radiallahu anha was not the full moon because every khalif said, this is the mother of the believers, shower her with the greatest of gifts. Aisha radiallahu anha was perfect because she had sifat qualities which made her independent from the things of this world. Even when wealth finally did come at her feet, Aisha radiallahu anha's one sentence was, I promised Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will meet him in the very condition that he left me. And then she would say, distribute all of this and I am fasting today. She would reach the end of the day and there would be no food in the house for her to break her fast. Whereas just in the morning the house was filled with gold. Sifat made it easy for an individual when the horizon was red. Not to say that why is my horizon red? وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. It is what sifat that made every individual of this ummah reach perfection. May Allah make us get this sifat. We also are able to reach that perfection. Being deserted by a husband, which the world says, we will cry against that husband. How could he have done this to this woman? In a world of drought, things like that happen. Every man who enters into marriage is not an angel. Sometimes he comes with his addictions. He's addicted to porn. He's addicted to drugs. Sometimes the wife catches the husband, she says, I'm getting out of this marriage. It has to be explained sometimes that if your husband is addicted to drugs, then remember he's a calamity in the house. He might put your child on drugs. He might put you on drugs. You have a right to demand a divorce. If that husband is addicted to porn, no matter how hard it is to say, then the woman is told that you will make a decision, but remember, don't let your children have to suffer without a father. If he is going quietly in the bedroom, taking out his phone, looking at a picture which is not allowed for him at all, it has hurt your heart, you found him, you caught him. But because he has not harmed the children of the house, he is not abusive, he is still looking at you as a wife, he is feeling shy of the sin that he is doing in privacy. At that moment, if the girl, woman says, but he broke my heart, it will be said, if you really want to, and you want to remain patient, and you want to help him to come out of this addiction, even if it takes him 5 to 6 to 7 years, if you manage to make sabr with this man, when he will reach his Allah, he will have to answer for what he looked at. When you will reach Allah, you will be indeed a full moon. Allah will see to your every need. From amongst the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one is known as Ummu Habiba radiyallahu anha. Her name, according to majority, was Ramla. She was perhaps about 23 years old, where her husband said to her that we will now leave. 23, 22 years old, and they left Medina Munawwara and they went to Habsha. She was unique in Makkah Mukarramah because she was the daughter of Abu Sufyan. At that time, Abu Sufyan was staunch in his enmity, in his kufr, in his attacks against the Muslims. Getting the news that his daughter had accepted Islam itself was too much. Wherever they could mock at her, taunt at her, punish her, so she had no support at all from her family. That was the only reason a woman is ready to leave her entire qabila clan and to go to a land where there's no one for her. With her husband Ubaidullah, she goes to Habsha, Abyssinia. She goes while she is pregnant, she gives birth, Habiba, that is why she is known as Ummu Habiba. She has a child, she has just given birth. A time where a woman is the weakest of all conditions. She sees a dream. In the dream she sees her husband Ubaidullah in the worst of surat's conditions. She sees like waves are coming and he's trying to come out of the waters, but he's just going deeper and deeper, drowning. Fafazi'at. In the morning she wakes up. She knows something is not right. And then her husband comes and says, I have thought about this Islam, but I had never in Makkah Mukarramah seen Christianity. He says, here in this land I have sat with the Christians, I have sat with the priests, I have pondered over this faith. He said, I have found certain things in this faith much better than my faith. Na'udhu billah. In reality, the only thing why he was doing this was, he was addicted to alcohol. He understood that Islam was not much in favor of alcohol, although a verdict had not yet been given. And here in the Christian lands, liquor was an open market. Whilst drinking, he understood that Islam would put prohibitions on the manner that how he wants to drink and relate with other women. Whilst drinking, he had fallen in love with another Christian woman. He wanted to get married amongst them, he wanted to live with them. However, they said, they were in the land of Habsha, they said, you will have to become a Christian. So he goes to his wife and he says, I do not want to leave you. I brought you from another land, I want to keep you. And I do not want to leave my daughter, Habiba. He says, but the only thing is, I have to become a Christian. It was for his liquor and it was for that other woman. And he says, but I do not want to leave you, so I ask you also to please become a Christian like me. He was not abusive. He was not hard. But because this was going to destroy her deen, this was the only thing that mattered to her. It was not an inner feeling that made the final decision. For her, the inner feeling would have said that if I do what he wants me to do, then he will keep me. I am in a land where I have no parents, and if I go back to Mukarramah, back to Makkah Mukarramah, who will ever look after me? She said, I even thought that I know from today I will be deserted by the whole world in a land where I have no one looking after a baby. She said, I spoke to him and I mentioned the dream, but that did not affect him at all. He gave me a date that I had to choose between Islam and him. She says, and I chose my Islam, he divorced me, وَأَكَبَّ عَلَى الْخَمْرِ حَتَّى مَاتَ, and he remained with his intoxication, and he died in that state. Allah save us all. How this woman must have cried, how she must have cried. She says, then Allah tabarak ta'ala in my dream, فَأَتَانِي آتٍ فِي نَوْمِي, in my dream something came and said to me, يَا أُمَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, O mother of the believers. She said, I woke up. I was shocked. I began thinking in my mind, how can I ever be the mother of the believers? She says, when my iddat ended, the iddat of a woman is not 1 or 2 days. You have to allow red to be on the horizon. She says, when my iddat ended, as soon as it ended, the messenger of Abraha, his slave girl, her name was Abraha. The messenger of Najashi. The messenger of Najashi. Najashi's slave girl, her name was Abraha. She says, Abraha came to me. And Abraha said that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent the proposal. Allah tabarak ta'ala has made this world such that there will be red on the horizon. But if that individual is able to hold, then sometimes in this world already Almighty Allah lets such a moon rise after that, that you forget everything of difficulty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proposed, she became the mother of the believers. That woman who will make sabr in this world, perhaps every woman will not be able to enter into the nikah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but to be able to become the companion, to be able to become that companion, a sahabiya radiallahu anha was known as Ummu Ammara. Her name, according to Hafiz Ibn Hajar, was Nasiba, Nasiba bint Ka'b, wa de fatha Nasiba. There were those who were known as Nusayba, but her name was Nasiba bint Ka'b, Ummu Ammara. When the first pledge was taken to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is known as the pledge of Aqaba, the 72 that took the pledge to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there were two women at that time. One was Nasiba bint Ka'b, Ummu Ammara. She was with her husband Zayd ibn Asim radiallahu anhu. And she had her two sons, children. They had come for the Hajj and they were making the pledge. The real pledge was of the men. We will do this. We will stand with you. We will protect you. But these two women were not going to stay out of that pledge. They said, we also want to pledge. They were pledging their life. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never touch the hands of women. So he allowed them to make the pledge without bringing the hand. And he said, your pledge has been accepted. She had two young boys with her, Habib and Abdullah. She could have also thought, my children are still too young, what are they going to make a pledge? These are for big people. She told her children, you also pledge, take the bayat, and they pledged. Then the books of history speak about how this woman lived up to her pledge, how her children lived up to her pledge, how her husband Zayd ibn Asim, shahadat was for them all. Her husband was martyred. That itself, the manner he was martyred, it would have normally broken a woman, but this woman, for her, I had made a pledge to the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During the battle of Uhud, there were not many people who had the honor of being the final protection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning when the enemy made that final attack and many sahaba had scattered, then from those that were that final wall on which the enemy were trying to push down so that they could kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this Ummu Ammara was one of those people standing. She was taking arrows on her body. She was lifting her sword in front of other men's swords. She had gone out to help the injured. But when she saw what was happening, she dropped the bottles of water. She picked up the sword and the arrow. She was shooting arrows. She was getting arrows. She was hitting away swords. She was being cut. She was seeing her son being cut in front of her. Blood is coming out from her son. She wants to go and help the son. She thinks, behind me is the Nabi of Allah. If I go, who will look after him? How she stood firm. This woman, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, what do you want? She said, O Allah's Nabi, I ask you if you can make one dua for me. She said, Udu Allah an nurafikaka fil jannati. That will you make this dua that we can be your companions in paradise? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma ij'alhum rufaqai fil jannah. Allow them to be my companions in paradise. She then said, Ma ubali ma asabani min ad-dunya. Now that I know I have been given companionship, whatever happens in this world means nothing to me. Her husband was martyred. For her it was, my moon has to become full. Close to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Musaylama Kadhab, a man who was very strong in his tribe, he made a claim to also be the Nabi of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the son of Ummu Ammara, Habib. He sent him as a messenger to Musaylama to ask, what are you saying and why are you saying this? It was the habit that messengers are never killed. But when this young boy came, Musaylama said to him, that what message have you brought? Who do you believe in? Do you believe that Muhammad is the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Habib said, yes. Musaylama said, no problem. He said, now, do you believe I am the messenger of Allah? So Habib said, I came with some other matter. He said, do you believe I am the messenger of Allah? Habib said, Anna asammu, that I can't hear you well. I'm a little deaf. What are you saying? And that's when Musaylama became upset and he pulled out the sword. Historians have written, فَقَطَعَهُ مُسَيْلَمَةُ عُذْوًا عُذْوًا. He cut limbs of the boy while the boy was screaming in pain. Continue saying, do you say I am the Nabi of Allah? And the boy was just looking and saying, I can't hear what you're saying. He cut. The news of the manner that he cut this boy reached the mother. If this world was really our world, if this world could really give a woman a day, on that day this woman would have fallen crying, my husband went, my child went, in what manner they went. When the news reached Nasiba bint Kaab, she gave a message to the woman of the world that when difficulties will come in this world, this is not the place to catch your day. She said, هَذَا أَعْدَدْتُهُ لِمِثْلِ هَذَا أَعْدَدْتُهُ. That actually I had prepared my son for this very day. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا أَعْدَدْتُهُ. When I sent him to make that pledge of allegiance, when I nurtured him and I grew him up, I was preparing him to give his life for Allah. وَإِنَّ اللَّهِ إِحْتَسَبْتُ. And as for my place of seeing the smile, that I have left it by Allah. By Allah I have kept my place of happiness. This is not the world to find your every smile. This is not a world where you will ever see life all the time. Death will have to also come. This is not a world where you will always see everyone faithful. Treachery will have to also come. You could be perhaps a Ummu Habiba who had a husband so treacherous he left her in a foreign land, but Allah was never going to forsake her. You can be a woman like Nasiba bint Kaab whose child had to be cut, but it was not going to break the mother, it was going to make her more firm. She took qasam that if ever Allah gives me the chance, I will go forward towards Musaylama Kadhab. And either I will die or he will die. In the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the battle against Musaylama Kadhab took place. This woman fulfilling her promise went to fight in that battle. She was told that you a woman, she said, I had taken a qasam, I am going to fulfill this qasam of mine. Her hand was cut during that battle. Her body received 12 sword or arrow wounds during that battle. She was on the ground when her one son came to say, oh my mother, Allah has fulfilled your qasam. The enemy Musaylama has been killed. She herself launched an attack on Musaylama. With her own hand she was unable to kill him, but she stood, lied on the ground, bleeding from all sides of her body. And her son was able to say to her, my mother, your qasam has been fulfilled. In this world, there are some who Allah gives children to. There are some that Allah holds children away. وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ It was told, don't be desirous of what material things others have been given. In material things it is wealth, in material things it is also children. Don't be desirous. What comes to you, take. وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ Continue asking Allah for what is called fadl. Fadl means extra. Extra over and above what is known as material items. What is that extra sifat qualities? The woman who wanted a child the most in the world, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's desire to have a son, every wife of it knew it. Aisha radiallahu anha would desire only that which made her beloved husband happy. Her burning was not that why am I not falling pregnant. It is I cannot give my husband the son that he wants. Forget getting a son, it was not muqaddar for her to even give birth to a daughter. If not giving birth itself was a cause of breaking the day, then Aisha radiallahu anha would have been the most broken woman in the world. She had sifat. Having no child meant nothing for her. She was already known as Ummaha Ummul Mu'mineen. You are the mother of all the believers. But she was going to show with sifat how you can generate and you can create. She was not going to wait for the year after to become a mother. In this world already, that motherly love that she had, sifat. It is not every mother in this world that can show true love to a child. How many fathers there are in this world? But when you ask the child, what's your relationship with your father? He says, he's not a father to me, he's a businessman. I call him father, I call him daddy, but he shows absolutely no love to me. He does not relate with me. There's a girl who says, she's called my mother, but she's not a mother. And then there are those women in the world who Allah has given them such sifat, that their own body cannot make them a mother, but their heart has made them a mother. Aisha radiallahu anha was the mother to the children of the world. She was the birth and the container of the knowledge of Nubuwa. She wanted to now give out this knowledge. She had the drink, she needed people to drink from her. There had to be a barrier, but how were the young boys of Medina Munawwara? The girls were going to study very easily. She needed to make the tarbiyah of boys. Aisha radiallahu anha, her inside nature was not going to allow her. That just to see, since I could not become a mother, I will just sit quiet. She would make herself a mother of the world in this world. She gave a command to her nieces that if any person is desirous of their child, boy, wanting to later on study by me, then today they must bring their child to breastfeed from you. Once the child would breastfeed from the nieces of Aisha radiallahu anha, a relationship which we call foster relationship would be established. They would become like the grandchildren of Aisha radiallahu anha. The laws of hijab would be lifted. She would take the child into her house. She would see to the nurturing of the child. She would teach the child whatever knowledge she had to give. Aisha radiallahu anha herself would adopt certain children. She would get them breastfed by her nieces. She would let the boy reach a certain age. She would get the child married, the boy. Then she would say to the boy, now I want you to go to a certain country. She would send her ambassadors around the world. Her heart had the love of a mother. She never needed material things to make her her mother. وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ in this world. If you have to ask Almighty Allah, then never ever ask Almighty Allah for material items. Because a material item has never made an individual a full moon. وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ ask Almighty Allah for that which is more, which is above and greater what others are enjoying. And when you will get that, you will realize that this world is a system of a sun where I'll enjoy a couple of days of good light. Then my sun will have to set. There will be red on the horizon. But the individual who has sifat, during those few days when the red is on the horizon, with sabr they will continue their journey. Then darkness will cover that redness. You will forget your pain. Then again your sun will rise. Things will be going well. With the quality of shukr, you will continue your journey. Sometimes with sabr, sometimes with shukr. Kabhi ta'ato ke surur mein, kabhi i'tiraf e qusur mein. Sometimes you will be enjoying worshipping Almighty Allah, and you will be enjoying the happiness of that worship. Sometimes you will be crying to Almighty Allah for your sins, and you will be enjoying that crying. Between tears and smiles, the individual will continue. And how that animal is told, your world is on the other side of the water. Once you reach it, you will never have to worry about being attacked ever after. You will never be abused ever after. Your heart will never be broken ever after. All you need to do is get qualities now that make you reach there. The animal is told, you will have to be brave. You will have to continue moving. You will have to be ready to manage thirst. You will have to be patient. You will have to manage to avoid certain grass. You will see grass very far away from you, but you will know that's not on my path. You will have to be patient, although you will see something which is not yours. In this journey towards our promised land, we will have to make this journey sometimes with smiles and sometimes with tears, sometimes with shukr and sometimes with sabr. Sometimes you will see something near us but not on our path. Near us but not on our path. It is known as what is haram. It will just be a few meters away. It will just be a click of a button. It will just be one message, but it is not on my path. I understand if I move towards it, I will never then reach where I need to reach. My journey in this world will take place. وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ with that extra power Allah gives to those who ask. May Allah Tabarakallah give it to every one of us. May Allah Tabarakallah allow every one of us to make this journey, to bless us with the qualities that we are able to make this journey with ease, with afiyat, with rahat, with salamati. May Allah Tabarakallah let the moon of every one of us reach its completion. May Allah Tabarakallah make us the full moon in the year after. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.